This is Vatican Radio. The Philippines president has threatened to pull his country out of the United Nations after UN officials expressed alarm at apparent killings by police and vigilantes. There's concern, too, from Catholic bishops in the Philippines, as Alistair Wanklin reports.
Police carry out a raid in Manila. Deadly shootings have soared, with police and alleged vigilantes targeting apparent drug dealers. The president has said he approves of executing wrongdoers.
If you destroy the youth of this country, I will kill you.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's apparent incitement to killing may be a crime under international law, according to the United Nations Rapporteur on Summary Executions. The UN said last week more than 850 people are known to have been killed since Duterte won election in May. On Sunday, Duterte struck back, accusing the UN of empty talk on halting hunger, wars and terrorism. He said he might as well pull the Philippines out of the UN and ask China and other nations to set up a parallel body. Duterte claims a mandate for his war on drugs and corruption, as that is what he promised to do when running for office. But there is criticism from within the country, including from Philippine bishops. They have endorsed plans by a lawmaker to investigate the apparent extrajudicial killings, saying murder denies the victim of a chance to reform. And after Duterte called to reinstate the death penalty, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines this week released a book that it hopes will sway the debate against executions. It said it will send copies of the book to lawmakers and to the president's office. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.